The U.S. Senate campaign of Dan Sullivan announced today how much money he collected in his first 3 months of fundraising, $1.2 million. It's a fast start for the former Natural Resources Commissioner, who is in a three-way race for the Republican primary. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
None of the other candidates has released a fourth quarter total yet, but judging by previous reports, Sullivan is likely to have raised a lot more than his Republican rivals, Mead Treadwell and Joe Miller. Even incumbent Senator Mark Begich hasn't raised $1.2 million in a single quarter so far, although he raised more than twice that in the first 9 months of last year. Sullivan campaign spokesman Mike Anderson says it'll take serious money to go against Begich.
You know, we're honored and thankful for the support that we've received from Alaskans and people across the country.
The campaign isn't saying how much of that money is from Alaskans. Sullivan has held multiple Lower 48 fundraisers. His spokesman says the details will be in the report they file with the Federal Election Commission, and that isn't due until the end of the month. Anchorage political consultant Art Hackney, who is raising money for a pro-Sullivan PAC, says posting an impressive number puts Sullivan on the map.
I think the biggest thing that people have been saying is they're not quite sure who he is. This will get him, I think, exactly what he needs, is people saying, Now I'm going to pay attention. I'd like to know more about him.
A survey by Ivan Moore published last month shows Treadwell leading with 34% of the vote in a three-way Republican primary. But Sullivan was close behind, nearly within the margin of error. The survey showed Joe Miller winning in much of the rail belt, including Fairbanks, Mat-Su, and the Kenai Peninsula, and Treadwell ahead in Anchorage and Southeast. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.